There are now more than 52 million kids under 12 in all in the United States, the biggest burst in the U.S. youth population in half a century. And for American business, these kids have come to represent the ultimate prize. An unprecedented, powerful, and elusive new demographic to be cut up and captured at all costs. There's no doubt that marketers have their sights on kids because of their increasing buying power, the amount of money they now spend on everything from clothes to music to electronics, totaling some $40 billion every year. But perhaps a bigger reason for marketers' interest in kids may be the amount of adult spending that American kids under 12 now directly influence, an astronomical $700 billion a year. Roughly the equivalent of the combined economies of the world's 115 poorest countries.
One economic impact of children is the money that they themselves spend, the money that they get from their parents or grandparents, the money that they get as allowance when they get older, the money that they earn themselves. That is an increasingly significant amount of money. But that's not where the real money is. Marketers and advertisers have realized that the real money related to the children's market is in their purchasing influence.
Any questions? Jared, does he do any tricks? Does that work for you?
Because of their purchasing power and because of their purchasing influence, marketers and advertisers have become much more deliberate in their strategies and attempts to how to influence those dollars.
Sienna, because kids come first.
It's the children who often determine what kind of car gets bought, what kind of computer gets bought, what kind of cell phone program, and even where they take family holidays.
What's your favorite part of the Nick Hotel?
The awesome pools.
Having my own room?
The arcade rocks.
Shops. I like eating with SpongeBob.
They came on vacation and the kids don't ever want to leave.
Most parents and other people just don't realize how corporate marketers intentionally try to, well, in essence, make parents absolutely miserable. Corporate marketers have actually studied the whole nagging phenomenon, which corporations do nagging better, and they provide advice to corporations about, you know, what kinds of tantrums work better.
Children sometimes say, you know, can I, as much as nine times.
Will you take us to Mount Splashmore?
No.
Will you take us to Mount Splashmore?
No.
Will you take us to Mount Splashmore?
No.
And part of the nag factor is designed to help maximize the number of times children will keep asking and keep asking.
No! No!
Splashmore?
If I take you, will you two shut up and quit bugging me?
Yeah, of course. Well, will you take us to Mount Splashmore?
Yes!
Thanks, Dad.
So, these kids have a lot of power in the economy. The advertisers know it. And they are going after them in a way that is unprecedented.
It's the place where I want to be.
This generation of children is marketed to as never before. Kids are being marketed to through brand licensing, through product placement, marketing in schools, through stealth marketing, through viral marketing. There's DVDs, there's video games, there's the internet, there are iPods, there are cell phones. There are so many more ways of reaching children so that there's a brand in front of a child's face every moment of every day.
What we have is the rise of 360-degree immersive marketing where they try and get around the child at every aspect, at every avenue.
Four great games.
Kids are inundated with this. They are buried in this. Buried in this media blitz.
Kids are now multitasking with media.
Hello. Hey, girl, what's up?
No way.
Plug in your iPod or MP3 player.
Yeah, new music.
They are using more than one medium at the same time. So they're surfing the web, and the television's going with MTV, and they've got the iPod with one earbud in. And they are more vulnerable and are bombarded with over 3,000 commercial messages every day.
Marketers know these are little sponges. They're so wide open. They want to get that brand loyalty for life. Because that's big bucks.
It's about people wanting to convince our children that life is about buying, life is about getting.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm here to see this.
Go ahead.
So the philosophy becomes cradle to grave. Let's get to them early. Let's get to them often. Let's get to them as many places as we can get them.
Do you have a business card?
Sure.
Not just to sell them products and services, but to turn them into lifelong consumers.
I'll see you in about 20 years.